Okay, so then you pretty much stuttered through the whole thing, and then how did you, what were the words, the specific words to say? Was it, will you marry me?
Yeah,
or
will
like,
you marry me?
Oh, okay.
I think I said, I want to spend the rest of my...
He was very uncute. We don't know what he said. It was like not coherent. It didn't make any sense.
There's no footage either, or audio of it.
No,
there
because
is footage. Yeah, there's
no footage. Audio,
no audio.
Of the
no audio.
Oh,
yeah, because our friends were running back because they knew that like they're
you
like she's not
put
gonna
your
bite.
Phone on like record just to hear the words.
I don't think you wanted to hear what he said because it made no sense. Yeah, it made
what
no
is,
sense.
You were like. Mm-hmm.
She cried too. So
I did because I was just watching him bawl his eyes out. I'm like, oh my gosh, this must be so hard for him. So it made me cry.
Aww.
And then I just said yes, and then I was like, okay, let's get out of here. Like this is a lot of
so
attention.
Wait, you said yes, and then did you like kiss, or did you pick her up and spin around like in the movies, or she just said yes, and then you put the finger, the ring on? That's what you do, right?
What did we do?
She said yes, put the ring, and then we kissed for the first
time.
Oh!
We're joking. We're joking.
I feel like my right knee is the move, man. I feel like it'll be easier. Like this feels awkward.
Just go on both knees and have the ring on your mouth.
No, don't do that.
What if I just go on my stomach and I do like a half moon kind of proposal?
Or you could just be normal about it and just go on one knee and then just make it normal.
But any knee is fine.
I don't
know these things.
You could Google it. What's the right knee for?
Oh, yeah. Let's see if it signifies anything.
This is the left knee. The right knee.
What's the correct knee?
Oh, I don't know.
The right knee is the correct knee because it's right.
Your left knee should be on the ground.
Dang it.
Left knee. Really?
Yeah. Oh, I got to practice that.
So you should practice. Do you want to practice right now for everyone watching?
Yeah, let me try.
Oh, and the children have kidneys.
Okay, Alex is going to practice his.
Oh, this feels so right. What's the significance? Why? It just says.
Because you could take off running with that one.
The ring box should be in your left hand,
you can take
and the box should be open with your right hand.
Even with that, it feels
wait,
like
flip
it
the
like
other
this.
Way, the other way.
No, it says your left knee should be on the ground.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. That.
Oh, that's yes. You did it wrong.
And then
no, I did it right.
Oh, you put left knee down.
I did this.
For everyone. Yeah. Oh, okay. They're on the ground right now for everyone listening.
Okay. I think I had it wrong in my head. I'm like, who's going to want to hear us talk? But now that we're like 45 minutes or 30 minutes in this, I'm like, yo, this is fun.
You're just going off tangents.
Cool.
Especially with this dude.
What?
You just have random thoughts.
Yeah, and you got your job to reel it back in.
You know what he said earlier? He's what? Like, you ever smell a cow and you feel like eating him? I'm like, what? No, I have never smelled a cow like, oh, you're gonna be a good beef.
No, I meant in the sun. Like if you smell, it's a hot day. You walk by a cow field.
No, never. I would never. I smell a pig. Good bacon.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know how to scream. I feel like it hurts.
Oh, scream?
Yeah. I feel like Roy could probably do it. I feel like my voice is too high.
Scream.
Yeah.
It's been
my
a minute.
Voice is too high.
What type of scream do you want? Like a high scream or like a...
Like a medium? Yeah, medium?
A medium.
Medium scream?
I don't know how to scream
either. Or do a low and a high one.
I don't know how good I am at it. It's going to be... This is going to be in a cringe compilation.
No.
That's okay. Add it to the other ones.
Okay. Oh! That sounded like a wolf in like the nighttime.
Yeah. Okay, Alex, go.
That was like a deeper one.
Okay, here we go. Oh, wait. Can I hear a high one? Because I feel like I'd be able to do a high one better.
Oh, God. That's so loud. It's going to be really loud.
Is it?
It's going to sound like... I set my friends on fire or something like a.
Let's go.
Do I have a word?
Should I play an instrumental and make a user?
No, I'm not that
think
good.
I do a word, say Alex. Ooh. Alex!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so scary.
Sorry if I peaked the mic. I'm so sorry. You
that's
know?
Good. If I heard that in my closet, I would pee.
I could have probably done it a little better.
Yeah,
but
what? That sounds like somebody in my closet, like a monster in my closet.
Okay, go, Alex.
Okay.
What?
Stop!
What? Why did that sound sexual?
What?
That sounded like a. That sounded like a hurt.
I made myself vulnerable in front of my friends, and this is how you react.
That sounded like a horny furry.
Wow! Wow!
What was that?
I thought I'm trying to emulate.
No!
I'm trying to be good.
No, give it another shot.
Okay. You guys. You can't laugh every time. I'm never screaming again.
No, keep going.
Okay.
Some words.
Okay, give me a word.
Ravioli. Ravioli. Yeah. You sound demonic.
Dang it, guys. This is how it felt in high school when they wouldn't accept me in the emo group.
Insidious. Well, saying ravioli like that.
Ravioli. Ravioli.
Okay, you show us how it's done.
Yeah, please.
Ravioli!
Wait. Oh, that was good.
Wait.
Right, diaphragm.
That was good. Diaphragm.
Ravioli!
What? That was good.
Dude, he killed that.
On set, you guys allowed me to improvise a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was awesome. And I love improvising.
Oh my God.
Like,
yeah.
I cried at one point.
Yeah. When Lauren died.
Yeah.
And oh my God, you like took it to the next level.
Yeah,
started attacking Daystorm.
No. Yeah, it was awesome. Because I
knew that she was going to die.
Right.
Because she had a scheduling conflict. So
yeah.
She had to. So nobody else knew though.
Right.
So I was like, how can I use this to my advantage? And then Joey's sitting next to me. And then Tana was like, oh, you should cry. You should cry. I was like, oh, maybe.
I can't cry.
You said you couldn't cry.
Yeah. And then you cried. All right.
And then I was like, I remember, I can't remember. Maybe I'm like just in my head this happened. But I remember being like, hey, hold me back to you because you were next to me. And I was like, hold me. And then you were like, okay. You were like, oh. So then he came in and then I was like, trying to like muster up the courage. And
yeah.
What I was thinking is like, she actually died. And I was
like,
that'll help.
Okay.
So then I started like crying and then I waited for like a break in his speech. And then I stood up and I was like, all I heard was you killed Lauren. And he's like, what? And he was shocked. He's like, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is your fault. Her blood is on your hands and you.
All I heard was you killed Lauren.
I didn't kill her. What do you mean?
It's your fault. You did this.
When you guys blew up and then you graduated college, I was,
yep.
And you guys were talking about going to LA.
Yeah.
This, I think I'm going to cry here, but like, I like, ew.
Affection is gross.
I don't.
Oh
either.
My God. I felt like.
You can take your time. It's okay.
Yeah, take your time.
I'm just like trying not to laugh or cry, but like, when you said you were going to Los Angeles, I was like, don't. Because, like, we were just now getting close.
Mm-hmm.
And then you left.
Mm.
And, like, it was really hard because looking up to you as, like, a kid, ew, I just didn't want to cry on this.
Oh, it's
gross.
Okay.
But, like, I looked up to you so much as, like, a kid. And like when you started blowing up and everything, like
mm-hmm.
was when we actually started getting close. So then you being like, oh, I'm going to go to California. I was like, why?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why would you do that? Like, we're just now getting close.
And then she looked up at me and she said, why don't you love mommy anymore? And I said, I've always loved mommy and I'll never stop loving her. And yeah. And she was like, why does mommy not love you? And I said, her heart changed.
Mm.
And we can't control what mommy feels. And yeah, from that moment on, she hasn't broke down once, even though I would invite that if she did.
Mm-hmm.
But she started her healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been beautiful to see how confident she is now and mm-hmm. how she's accepted the situation as her own. And she started thriving in school again. And she's bubbly and joyful. But that had to happen. She needed a safe place to express that and to know that she was going to be safe.
Thinking of it from a 5-year-old's perspective, she probably got like little bits of information, but then like the little kid, like, so she's a little kid, her mind is everywhere. So she gets something, she's like, huh, that's confusing. And then just goes, plays. And then, huh,
mm-hmm.
that's confusing. And then all of a sudden, one day, it just all clicks and she's like, oh, this is not temporary, this is forever. And then that happened. And then I keep going back to the proud of your dad style is other people would have been weak in that moment. They would have like turned on the other parent and been like, oh, it's not talk to your mom. It's not me. It's your mom's fault. Like stuff like that. And you didn't, even though you're going through just insanity right now and chaos and months and just like she probably sees how much you're hurting, but she doesn't understand because she's still a kid.
how much is like 24/7 what you've had to go through, and you were still able to be supportive of your partner, to be truthful and honest with her, and feel comfortable breaking down like in front of her. Like, my parents would never, if they were gonna cry, they would go to the other room to cry. They would never cry in front of me.
Sure.
So it's just, I'm just so proud to be your friend and learn from you for my future.
Yeah, for sure. You are the dad that I aspire to be. Just talking to you and just
thank you,
because I want a daughter, and just you loving your daughter just inspires me to be, you know, that.
Thank you.
So
appreciate good. That.
Yeah.
So he got out of the military, and when a lot of, just like a lot of people in the military, they buy like a cool car, like a sports car. And so he got this really expensive sports car. And he was always complaining about money. He's like, man, I need more money. I need more money. I was like, bro, you don't need the sports car. Why don't you just sell that and get a normal car? Mm-hmm. And that way you'll have like $10,000, $20,000 that you can like use. And he was like, okay. So I talked him into doing that. He sold the sports car. He got another, just like a Honda Civic or something. Mm-hmm. But also, he missed the speed, so he bought a motorcycle.
Along with the Civic?
Along with the Civic. Mm-hmm. And I always thought, if I didn't talk him into selling that sports car,
Yeah.
But I don't think it's my fault. It's just stupid motorcycles, man.
I don't think it was your fault either, man.
Yeah. But, hold on.
Yeah.
Yep, that was my closest brush with death. I thought, I didn't think I would cry.
No, that's...
Dang it, this is the second time I cried in the first four podcasts. It's not your fault, man.
So when did you guys first meet? Either of you remember?
I think we met in that when we did that guava video like 2021.
Oh,
literally,
yeah.
Like 3 years ago. Like,
we
very
did.
Recent.
It's very
the,
recent.
Truth or Drink or
no. The shark one?
The shark video. Where
oh,
we,
yeah. Truth or Drink
we
my
pulled
video.
A shark tooth and then it either eat you or not eat you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
And then, so I met, in my life, I met Aaron, Roy, Ronnie. What's you?
I've met you. And then Aaron and Ronnie. Aaron?
I think you met us at the same time.
Actually, no.
No, I met him at school. Middle school.
Oh.
Yeah.
When did you, what's,
so
your, what's your order?
Man, you, then you.
Oh, so Ronnie's last in everybody's life.
But that's okay.
No, that's good.
You're still the first
it's
in my
okay.
life.
I truly think we were all meant to meet each other the way it was supposed to be.
So what was your order?
I met you, then Aaron, then Rue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, so you all met me first. And we all met Ronnie last. Oh, that's crazy.
Unbeknownst to you, I like didn't send that on a whim either, though. I like called my best friend at the time, and I was like, I sent her your picture, and I was like, I think this guy's really cute. Should I reach out? And she was like, do it. And I was like, I'm scared. And she, interestingly enough, she looked at me and she was like, I don't know what it is, but I think you're going to end up with this guy. Just through a photo.
I didn't know that part. You never told me this.
Whoa.
Just through a photo. And I was like, okay, F it. And then I texted you.
Which picture was it?
I don't know. I remember you had a nose ring in it, though.
You had a nose ring? I did have a nose ring.
But I don't remember which one it was. I'd have
did
to
Did you like
I'd
the nose ring? You want me to get it again?
You can. All
right.
I like you without it, but you can.
No. You look good if you with like it.
You looked good with it. You look good either way.
I got it for like 3 or 4 months, and then it finally started healing, and then I... Deji asked me to box. Come on! I just got that nose ring.
I kind of prefer you without it, but
okay, no,
you looked
I don't
good,
want.
But you looked good with it.
Oh no, like this is good. It. No, this
but
is
anyways,
so nice.
Yeah. So I didn't send that. I guess I never told you that.
No, you didn't tell me that. I didn't know. I thought you were just like, oh, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
Yeah, I was like on FaceTime with her, and I was
how
like,
how does that make you feel?
I was like really
Alex?
Giddy. Yeah.
That's, knowing I that. Thought I was the only nervous one.
So you both planned out how to reply, but then Alexis beat you,
yeah,
Alex, to
I,
it.
I was already. I was in the motion of planning. She finished planning.
I didn't know if
me.
You were going to text me. So I was on the phone with my friend. I was like, ugh. I was like, I don't know if I should. I was like, should I wait for him? And she
Let
was like, well, what
like
if he doesn't?
Text.
Wow. And I was like, it's going to take you forever.
No, yeah. I can do it. Okay. What do you think you said? Really good to see you?
Hey, it was really good to see you.
It was really, wait, let's see. Really good.
To see you.
Alexis, let's see.
No.
Maybe
Good to see you, Alexis. Dang it.
Nothing. Wait, so were you following her at the time after you that video or what?
After that video, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess I never told you that. I think for a long time I like hinted at something that you didn't know that I told my friend at the time, and you begged me to tell you, and you finally forgot about it, and now you're hearing it for the first time on this podcast.
Oh, is it this? Is this it? Wait. Oh, there it is. I found it.
I just said it was.
She said it was good to see you! Exclamation point. And I said, happy I got to see you today too. Hope it doesn't take another year to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it won't, accept my pattern request.
Oh, yeah, I requested you on the pattern.
Yeah, because we had a conversation about that.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I knew I could find it. If you just go to text and type in what you think they said, it'll pop up.
Yeah, that's so funny.
What? And Polly.
Okay. This one?
Okay, okay.
Is the mic on?
Okay. Yup.
Is the ice on?
Yup.
100,000 on jewelry, 100,000 on. I'm changing this because it's stupid. 100 bottles
on me. I can never go fuck you and never
mind. I'm the biggest.
Okay, okay. His eyes on. Okay, okay.
Okay, okay.
Why is he? Always talking to bitches, always talking to ladders. Why is he? Why are you always on camera? Why are you always so childish? Why are you always holding my dick? These cameras, they modest. Why are you talking about why I see? You don't know nothing about him. You don't even know about pussy. Smoking my gas through a little sleeve. Call me no bitch in a two-seat. I call it JT. She call me Uzi. In a row,
I'm like legit. So much energy. Nah, I'm loving it.
Don't blame me, bye bye, and I'll use it.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Show me out to the right. How are you supposed to do?
Hey, that's damn, chill out, boy!
Hey, I get with you, bro. Here we go. Yeah!
What? Boy, bro, this is tight! This is so tight!